Torah describes the unusual relationship between Yaakov and Yosef HaTzadik, the Kiben Zekunim Hula. The Rabban is troubled, what exactly does that mean? Pashur Shat, it means that Nolala Be'esik Nasa, that already Yaakov Avinu was older at the time that Yosef was born. The Rabban points out that really is not so simple because the age gap between the oldest of Reuven and Yosef, there was a 7-year span. It wasn't that great, relatively speaking, that should be the Ben Zekunim. And if we really were referring to the one literally who was the youngest, we would think that would be a description of Binyamin, not necessarily something that is unique to Yosef. Targum immediately quotes, unquotes the Targum, that Ben Zekunim means Bar Chakim, that he was so gifted, he was the Ben HaChacham, Zakein meaning Misha Kana Chachma, and therefore that was part of the unique relationship that indeed they have. Ramban even points out, after all, if it was just a matter of age, the Pasuk could simply say that Ben Zekunim Haya. Hu lo seems to mean that he recognized in Yosef a certain gift, a certain trait, and something indeed that he saw. And Ramban continues, what Rashi cites as well, that Mashalomad Mishem Ve'Evra Masala. And therefore there was a special unique relationship that they had, and he gave them the Torah of Shem Ve'Evra. That's a unique form of a Mesiras HaTorah. The Torah of Shem Ve'Evar, of Yaakov Kamenetsky speaks out at very great length, was the Torah Sagolos. After all, Shem and Ve'Evar lived in times where they were surrounded by Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and therefore they had to try to grow in Avodas Hashem, but insulating themselves most appropriately, and that indeed was the Torah Sagolos. And therefore, it's not at all incidental that Yaakov, before going into the Beis Lavan, years learning in the Beis Medrash of Shem Ve'Ever, because after all, that was a different form of the application of our Mesorah. The Mesorah of Avram and Yitzchak was the typical Mesorah of Mesiras HaTorah. But the challenge of Shem Ve'Ever was how it is that one can go ahead and maintain that continuity, that closeness, that uniqueness to the Mesorah, even surrounded by a very, very hostile world that began in Shem Ve'Ever. That's what Yaakov experienced, and therefore, if that's a lesson he's going to partake, that certainly is something that he's going to give to Yosef HaTzadik, because Yaakov realized that Yosef HaTzadik was destined to somehow be able to reflect and epitomize, right, that character of the Torah of Shem Ve'Ever and Elochinami, that was the key to the survival of Yosef HaTzadik and the difficulty of Mitzrayim. So therefore, Targum writes, it was really considered to be the Bar Chokim, and therefore the unique traits that Yosef HaTzadik had. Pashup Shat Ramban writes that maybe Ben Zekunim could mean She Yishar Su L'Ziknav, meaning that he was the son who served Yaakov Avinu in his old age. As you see from the Pasuk, the other brothers were out in the field. It was necessary to have someone who would be there together with Yaakov Avinu, and therefore that is the role that he served. He was the Mesharis. He was the one who was with Yaakov all around the time, and therefore he's considered to be Ben Zekunim, meaning the son who served Yaakov Avinu in his old age itself. And therefore, again, the various possibilities. Bar Chokim means the Torah of Shem Ve'Ever, how you have to prepare yourself for the sense of galus. Avraham Avinu is already told, no, ki geria zachaber es lo lohem. Why is it HaKadosh Baruch Hu would tell Avraham Avinu that he should tell his descendants this is what's going to happen? It's not that you're speaking about a dire future, but rather you need hachana. You have to prepare yourself properly. And therefore, already Avraham Avinu was preparing, right, the Doros, that you're going to have a time of difficulty, a time in galus, and a person has to invest themselves, the Torah Hashem, to be able to see to it that how one is able to survive and even thrive in such a climate. There's a stunning comment that the Ralbag has, that perhaps the uniqueness of Yaakov and Yosef was because there was something about the birth of Yosef that wasn't true regarding any of the other Shvatim, even Binyamin. I mean, after all, if Yosef was a Ben Zekunim, so certainly wasn't that the case when it comes to Binyamin as well? Maybe the answer is absolutely not. In what sense? The Ralbag writes something that really is quite striking. That, you know, at this point in the life of Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov Avinu knew that he was going to give rise to the Shiftei Kah, and he was going to have 12 Shvatim, that was absolutely clear. But if you were to ask Yaakov, you know, at that point in time, what is the likelihood that Rachel Imena would be the mother of any of the Shiftei Ka, at that point in time? You know, Yaakov Avinu Lechora would have said that's something that is almost impossible. Almost impossible. After all, the others were rearing the Shvatim, and Rachel Imena was an Akara, and as of yet she did not give birth at all. So therefore, that possibility that a child would be born at that stage in life, Rachel Imena, that is something that was almost beyond the realm of possibility. And it happened. So the Rabbag uses like an amazing phrase that in the life of Yaakov, you know, this possible destiny that Rachel would have children who would be the Shvatim, that was something that was a Yeshua Sheba La'achar HaYeyush. That's the phrase that the Rabbag uses. At that point in life, you know what, that Yaakov, you know, was already Miyayish, Kimat Miyayish. And all of a sudden, a person experiences a Yeshua, Lachar Yeyush. You know, everybody in life, you go through a bump, you go through a challenge, you daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're hopeful of that. Sometimes a person could reach a point where he thinks that Bederech HaTeva, something is beyond reach, something is absolutely impossible. And all of a sudden now, yes, that Yosef HaTzadik is born. That was remarkable. You can't say regarding any other Shvatim, and I would argue even including Binyamin, that was the Yeshua HaMagia La'achar Yeyush. Once Yosef HaTzadik was born, so therefore the possibility that Rachel could have another child, Yosef HaShani Ben Acher, that was much more likely. But at that point in time, the birth of Yosef, that was something that was almost beyond reach. And therefore, when a person goes ahead and experiences a Yeshua, which is La'achar Yeyush, that's something which is absolutely transformative. And therefore, the birth of Yosef signified life of Yaakov, you know, something that was absolutely remarkable, something different than any of the other Shvatim, including Binyamin. Well, we have often mentioned that Pasuk in Tehillim, Tzadi Aleph, that Imo Anochi Batzara, know that the greatest indicator of Amida Sa'ava, closeness, is when a person feels that this is a moment of dire tzara, and all of a sudden you experience Yeshua. Sometimes it takes that moment of tzara in order to be able to evoke a true sense of Amida Vava. You know, everything is going well. You know, it's something that no doubt you expect. It's when you're dealing with a difficult time, then you realize that's considered to be the greatest indicator. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us when everything is good, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us Shchinta Begalusa. You know, that is Imanochi Betzara, that is the greatest indicator of the Midah Vava. How do you test true friendship? Not when things are going incredibly well. You know, you're down, your back is against the wall, you experience an Yisayon. Those who are with you thick and thin, that is the greatest measure of Reus, the Midah of Ava itself. The Gemara writes in Makos and Daf Yud, in describing like the relationship of a Rebbe and a Talmud. No, the Gemara says Talmud Shagala. No, imagine you have a Talmud, he took a life. He took a life for Shogig, you know? So he has to go into Galus. You know, Galus wasn't a barren wilderness. He could go to the Ari Levim, and you know, there was an abundance of Knesset Yisrael that was there. But the Gemara insists that Magdin Rabo Imo. No, the Rebbe has to go into Galus, his Galus as well. The Talmud is going through that challenge, that difficulty. The Rebbe has to be there thick and thin. And what's the drasha? It's like stunning. No, the Pasuk says one word, right? V'chai. Because you took a life, it was B'shogeg. And therefore, you're not chayav misa. Therefore, v'chai, you live. You know what live means? Avid la mida dechiyusa. No, it means you have to provide him with the basic sustenance to be able to live. So, if I were to ask you, what exactly does that mean? You would probably say, you know, you need food, you need a shelter, you need clothing. No. The Gemara says you need that relationship. You need that relationship. When the Rambam quotes this halacha, Perek Zayin halacha Aleph Efuchos Rotzeach. The Rambam writes, realize the Talmud kills B'shogeg, the Rebbe has to go into Golos, you know, Magdan Rabu Imo, because Chai, you have to give him Midah Dechiyusa. The Rambam adds the line, V'chaye Bale HaChachma Mavaksheh B'lo Talmud K'misa Chashuva. That's the line of the Rambam. Because life without that Kesher to learning is death, the Rambam writes. No, that's not called That's not called V'chai. That's not called V'chai at all. That's like a fascinating drasha, a fascinating Rambam. That kesher of how one relates to a Talmud who has forced going into Golos and insistence that the Rebbe is Maglim Imo. I would say the corollary to that is clear. Maglim Rabbi Imo in Shchinta Bagalusa. If for whatever reason that a Kadosh Baruch Hu deems that we have to be in Golos, but you know what? We're not alone in Golos. That's Imanochi Betzara, Tilim Tzari Aleph. And that is Shchinta Begalusa. And that is the greatest reflection of a true Midas Ahava. And therefore, that's what V'chai means. You know, it's a fascinating deal. Mechaber writes Nochel Shabbos, Reish Samach Vav. Let's assume, for example, Rachmana Litzlan at Shabbos, and all of a sudden, you know, a person is being threatened. We're afraid a child could be kidnapped. Let's assume, for example, the fear is not that physically they will be harmed. Let's say the fear is an ruchnius, spiritual attrition. Is that called pikuach nefesh? To save a life, mechal shabbos daraisa. Here, you know what? I'm afraid that if I sit back and do nothing, the exposures. Now, a person is going to be in a situation where it will compromise. You know, that's the Mechaber writes in Reish Samach Vav, that a person Mechal Shabbos Darais in such a case. Mechal Shabbos Darais, that's called Pikuach Nefesh. The spiritual well-being of that individual is called Pikuach Nefesh, and therefore, if one is afraid that a person is being taken for the purpose of Shmad, so Apidin, that's called Pikuach Nefesh, and your Mechal Shabbos Darais. How do you know that it's true? Fascinating. Well, Magen Avraham quotes a Rashba. Oh, because one of the drashos that pikuach nefesh is dochi yisurim, dochi Shabbos. No, is that sugya? Yumapehe, yumatevav. Oh, v'shomer b'nei esel Shabbos. Chalal Shabbos achas, keishishma Shabbos asarbe. That's the drash of Rav Shimon Menasya. So if that's the drash of pikuach nefesh, kedesh yishma Shabbos asarbe, does it apply to ruchnius? Of course it applies to Ruchnius. So that's the drasha, no? Kadesh Yishmar Shabbos HaSarbe. Wow, that's something which is stunning. Oh, okay. And even though the Gemara doesn't seem to accept the drasha of Shem Manasya, that's a very important comment that the Netziv and others have. The Gemara doesn't reject Rav Shem Manasya. The Gemara just says you need the drasha of Shmuel v'chai bahem, v'lo shiyamus bahem, because if you only had the drasha of Shem Manasya, you would only know Vadai pikuach nefesh. You wouldn't know suffik pikuach nefesh. The drasha of Shmuel of v'chai bahem, tells us not only vada but even suffik pikuach nefesh. In other words, lahalacha, both drashas are true. You know, and both zevelim and elzeh. It's a fascinating issue. That if I only had the drasha of v'chai bahem, I would know suffik pikuach nefesh dochi Shabbos, but maybe there's certain other things I wouldn't know. But if I have the drasha of Chalal Shabbos Achas, that tells me other halachos as well. That's something which is pretty important. Pretty important. You know, the Ramban has the following din: Kim Chalal Shabbos Daraisa, to save the life of an Uber. An Uber who right now is not a Ben Kayama. An Uber right now is not a Ben Kayama. So can I really apply v'chai b'hem? V'chai b'hem? What do you mean v'chai b'hem? If you're a bar chai, you're a ben kayama, that's true. Oh, so you know what the Ramban writes? Yeah, of course you can mechalal Shabbos to save the life of the Uber. Because chalal Shabbos achas, keishishma Shabbos asarne. Yeah, that will apply even to an Uber as well. Wow. There's a din in Shulchan Aruch Harav. It's found in Hilchos Shabbos, Shinvav. That's the simon shinvav. I mentioned before, Reish Samach Vav. That's Mila, no. Shinvav is a simon? No. Where the Shulchan Aruch Harav writes the following. Can you be mechal Shabbos daraisa to save a life of an Uber if it's a suffix zakan? Oh, that's a heavy Shulchan Aruch Harav, no? Because how do you know you can save a life of Uber? Chalal Shabbos achas yishon Shabbos arbe. Yeah, but the Gemara says, I wouldn't know suffix. Based on that drush, I need a chayvim to tell me suffix. Yeah, but chayvim requires a ben kayama. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes, just as chiddush. Yeah, but once you have both drushos, bo zeh v'limid al zeh, And therefore, you combine both drushas. So I know from Vishamru that even a spiritual sakana, or even a potential chai, k'desh yishmur shavasos harbe, and I know from v'chai ben even safek, so therefore the Shulchan Aruch writes, you can mechal shabbos daraisa, for safek pikoach nefesh of nuba. You know, when the Gemara says, you know, you have a tzricha sign, you this pasuk, yeah, but at the end of the day now, we'll combine both psukim, and therefore, there's no difference in suffix as opposed to like cases of adi. That's something which is pretty stunning. I would just add the following ha'ara. So the Gemara says it's clear that v'chaybam adds suffix, and v'shamru adds an uber. What about my first question about a spiritual sakana? Maybe one could argue as follows. Maybe for a spiritual sakana, maybe one could argue even above and beyond the Magen Avraham. Even v'chaybam is enough, because v'chay does not only refer to a physical need. V'chai refers to ruchnias as well. No, after all, a person kills b'shogeg, the pasuk says v'chai, and you know what? That magden rabbi yimo, magden rabbi yimo. What do you see from that? Part of the midi d'chiyusa, part of the midi d'chiyusa is to be able to go ahead and to provide that ruchnias need as well. Well, so that's something which is quite important, that's what the Rambam writes, that you see from that halach of galus. And therefore, even though you're in Golos, this is a Sarah. You know what? The Rebbe is there, Kadosh Baruch Hu is there. That's the greatest indicator of. So that which suggests, ooh, that's that Rabbah, pretty incredible. Now that was unique to the relationship of Yaakov and Yosef. Now, if one were to ask Yaakov, you know, did you ever experience in your life a Yeshua, La'achar Yeyush? You know what the answer was? That was uniquely true when it came to Yosef. Well, in here I'll tell you even a further chiddush. You know, you have to fast forward. You know, all of a sudden, Parshas Vayichi, when Yaakov Inu and Yosef HaTzadik are reunited, they're reunited. So that was also something that was incredible. Now, but what was the likelihood in the mind of Yaakov, you know, that could ever possibly happen? I would argue that the reunion of Yaakov and Vinu with Yosef and Parshas Vayechi was also another example of Yeshua HaMagia Lachar Yeyush. You know, Rachman Litzlan, Yaakov Vinu was told that his son was killed, years and years and years past, and all of a sudden, 22 years past the time that he saw Yosef HaKatzadik. And you still, you know, hold on to that hope that, you know what, maybe really he's still alive. I'll tell you an amazing chizkuni. Now, on that pasuk, now, Parshas Vayechi, Mem Ches Yud Aleph. Now, Yaakov Inu says that, Ra'o fanacha lo filalti. What exactly does that mean? Rashi says lo filalti means that, you know what, filalti, Rashi says, is lashon machshav. I never thought I would see you again. I never thought I would see your face. Well, very mistaken. Okay. If you take a look at Chizkuni writes, you know, that Yaakov Avinu is Kovei Tfilos, Avram Avinu was Kovei Tfilos Shachris, the Gemara Brachos of Chavav, Ela Malkam Asher Amad Sham. And how do you know Amad Sham means Tfilah? How do you know Amida is Tfilah? Go across the Pasuk, no? Vayamo Pinchas. Vayefalo is tefila. That's what the Chizkuni writes. No, you know what? Yaakov Avinu says to Yosef that Ra'ofanecha, the ability to be able to see you once again, lo filalti. I never even incredible. No, lo hispalalti. That's the Chizkuni writes. Lo hispalalti the Ra'ofanecha. I didn't even daven that we're able to experience this reunion. No? After all, there's sugyas and shas. No, of a tefillah shav. No? A person all of a sudden hears that a house burned down. You can't daven that the house should not have been my home. No, after all, it happened already. It happened. A person can daven for, you know, but to what extent does a person have, you know, a right to daven for nisim? One yes, one no. Can you daven that something in the past should be reversed? Their hagdara of what is considered to be a tefillah shav. It's food for thought. You know, a person, let's say, forgets to say al hanisim and benching is not chozer. But you know, if he didn't finish his benching, you can add the harachaman, no? Harachaman hu yasal al hanisim. That's pretty unusual, no? A tefillah, Kadosh Baruch Hu should perform nisim, no? That's not for today, but it's something to think about. If you want to mar makomos, it's not like, when is a person allowed to daven for a nes? When are you allowed to do such a thing? Now, sometimes it's called a tefillah shav. You can't. Sometimes we say, what do you mean? Harachman yasal nisim. Just like nisim lavo seinu, and then you say lala nisim. Not like, what exactly is the hagdara? When you say that, you know what, that's something that already is labeled as a tefillah shav. Chizkuni writes that Yaakov turns to Yosef and says, you know what, that Rauf Anachalo Filalti means that, you know, it was beyond my capability, beyond reach. And I experience something now, not that I didn't think would happen, that I didn't even daven for. Because, you know what, Al Pidin, I thought that would be a type of a tefillah shav. A tefillah shav, that's something which is remarkable. Now, the birth of Yosef was Yishulach HaYeyush. The reunion of Yosef and Yaakov Avinu was a kiyum of the Yeshua, which was la'achar la'achar yeyosh. That's the chiddush of Rabban, the chiddush of that chizkuni. And when you experience such a thing, you know, that there's an esara, kimat la'achar yeyosh, you know, in such a case, you know, that's something that is transformative. That's something that's absolutely, absolutely remarkable. And perhaps one could argue as follows. So, in a certain sense, I don't mean this is a contradiction, but in a certain sense, that you know what, when Yaakov Avinu was told that Yosef HaTzadik was killed, so here the Torah tells us, in Lamed Zayin, no? Vayama'in lisnachem. He refused to be comforted. He refused to be comforted. Now, Rashi discusses, what exactly does that mean in that sense? Now, Rashi says, Enim yachol lekabel tanchumim al hachai. You know, if a person is alive, you're not mekabel tanchumim. You're not mekabel tanchumim. That's also something which is like stunning. Now that there was something so troubling to Yaakov, you know, that, you know what, that, of course it's tragic, a son died, but that Yosef HaTzadik should be killed. The Ramban already points out here in Lamed Chezayin, it's unheard of that a child predeceases a father. That was like unheard of. And when you look in the Parsha, you know what? Ooh, the heir, right, died in the life of Yehuda. The Pasuk has to explain how that could possibly happen, no? That was so unnatural. So the Pasuk has to go out of its way, the Ramban writes. No, the Pasuk has, that is so unusual that the Pasuk had to explain. And the Ramban writes, you know what that means? Lahaya bebeis avos shachol. There was never a case in the bayis of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov that a child died before a parent. It never happened. And when it happened to Yehuda, the pasuk has to go out of its way and said that, you know what? That's because Er was leading, right, a life that was rab. Eni Hashem. So all of a sudden, for Yaakov, you know, to hear that his son was killed. So in such an instance, that was something that he couldn't accept. I would just add the following. You know, the whole birth of Yosef HaTzadik was, to use that language of the Rabag, Yeshua HaMagil Achar Yeyush. You know, when that happens, that's remarkable, that's transformative. How reasonable is it to assume that, you know what, it would be so short-lived, so short-lived. All of a sudden, Yaakov, you know, experiences when his mind was an absolute nesnigle, that Yosef was born after the years together with Rachel, and all of a sudden, that soon thereafter his life is taken, to experience a Yeshua Lachar Yeush, and then there's no kiyum. It's something which is not sustained. That's part of the reasons that that somehow that Yaakov, you know, like couldn't process as strong as the evidence was, that, you know, it was like a balance. To daven that he would see Yosef again, maybe, you know, in the strict Shura Sadim could be labeled as a tefillah shav. But deep down, in terms of what his feeling was, what his emotion was, to experience such a Yeshua without any kiyum, that also did not resonate. It also was not something that, indeed, he could settle. No, that in Adam Yachal Kabatan Chum Al Hachai, B'Sover Shemes. You know what? A person is being Menachem you, right? And the truth is that the person is still alive. You know what? That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. That, you know, we're not going to be able to fully be at rest, be benachas, with that form of tanchumim. You know, a person will, you know, part, for example, of tanchumim is a person dianimus. It means a person recognizes there's a hakara of preda, right? To use the word we used last week, nituk. Now, you know what? A person recognizes that now there is a detachment, and there was something that Yaakov, you know, could not detach himself from. You know, the experience is Shul Achariyesh, and all of a sudden now you're told, and somehow deep down Yaakov, you know, felt that could not be possible, with the right that the Ramban says, because none of the others experienced that a child, you know, was nifter while they were indeed were still alive. Right? It's a fascinating possibility. I would, maybe you'll think this is a stretch, you know, but there's Ramban and Bav Metzia and Dav Chavav in the Mochamos, where the Ramban writes, oh, Yeyush. You know, you have a Davra Aved, you have something which is lost. Oh, if you're Miyayish, the Motsa Aveda is not Chayv and Hashavas Aveda, you know? But the Ramban writes, one thing is clear. The Yeyush is only meaningful when it's a Davra Aved, something which is lost. Something which is lost, no? If something is not lost, then the Yeyush is not Chav. The Yeyush is not Chav. The Ramban writes the following, you know? Ein Yeyush bedavar shebishusa. That's the Ramban's line, no? I can't find something. I'm a Yayish, you know what? I never think I'm going to find it again. And someone takes it. You know where the object was? It was sitting in my house. No? You know? Guess what? It's not theirs. What do you mean? It was an Aveda, and I was Miyayish. You know, no. Ein Yeyush B'davar Shebrisuso. If something is an Aveda, it's sitting there in the public square, and you're Miyayish. Ooh, that's Yeyush is Mashlim Neshem Avod. No? If something is Bershuscha, that's the Ramban. There's no, I can be Mafkir something that's Bershusi. I can be Mafkir something, but there's no Yeyush in a Davar Shebrisuscha. No, that's like an important Yisod, you know. Person's looking high and low for his glasses, and all of a sudden, like he realizes he's wearing them. You know, there's no Yeyush. No, he should have known that. You know, if he wasn't wearing his glasses, he wouldn't be able to search high and low. No, that's like a Musar Haskel. You know, the people question Emunah. If there wasn't a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he wouldn't be able to question Emunah. You know, like realize that. You know, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you the capacity. You know that. I think therefore I am. Whatever. Okay. You know, like, you know, you have to realize that without a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you wouldn't be able to do any of those things. Now, all of a sudden, you think you're lost. You know what? You know, you just have to kind of redirect a little bit. That's a Ramban. No, you know, Yaakov, you know, experiences. No, Yeshu Lachar Yeyush. For his mindset, you know what? That Yosef Atzadik was still Bishusa. And Vayimayim Lins Nafim. There's no Yeyush. It's a Rashi. How can we Miyayish on something which is still here? He was still alive. It's an important Yisod. You know, that one could argue that no, there's no Yeyush until, you know, like Avelus kicks in, when Nisyashu Milakavro. That was never a mindset of Yaakov. Yaakov, you know, was always very hopeful too. But I would say, despite that unusual tension, that that Chizkuni, that davening for such a thing, maybe could be called, you know, like Katvilashav, even though somehow that deep down he thought that would be something that indeed was impossible. And if that really is true. If that really is true, so you understand that Yosef HaTzadik was Ola Gdula, that everything that happened in the life of Yosef HaTzadik was absolutely, absolutely remarkable. There was nothing that was happening, the Derech HaTeva. That's the Ramban in the very beginning of the Parsha. You know what? Yaakov, tells Yosef, go find your brothers. Now, how is that going to happen? How is that really going to happen? Ramban writes, that's not normally going to happen. You just go for a walk and you're going to meet up with your brothers. Oh, that's why the Pasuk says, Vayim so yish, meyisrael besada. And Ramban says, that's the kavan of Chazal, that ish is a malach in this case, no? It meant that without incredible hashgacha and divine intervention, there's no way any of this would have happened. There was nothing b'derech hatev about the life of Yosef HaTzadik. No, Yosef HaTzadik. You know, Tosfos is bothered. The Gemara has in Shabbos and the Yudim Abeis, the Gemara says the following, that Rav Chaim Bar Goria says the name of Rav, La'olam al yeshana adam ben min habanim. A person should never show favorites. Never show favorites. Because look what happened, you know? Yaakov Hinu gave, you know, a coat to everyone. Yeah, but the ksalas of Yosef was worth a little bit more. And all of a sudden, Iskagal Hadavar, Biyardo Avosenu L'Mizraim. You know, look what happened. Now, that shift, all of a sudden, Shibud Mizraim. Shabbos Yudim Abeis. So Tosfos raises the pretty basic kasha. This was part of the Bris Ben Abasarim. Ki ger yezer habras lolohem, vavadu v'ino sarbami yoshana. No? How can you fall, you know, favoritism of, to have such a calamitous effect? All of this was nixar. All of this was nixar. You know, that's Tosfos' kasha. How can that be? So Tosfos writes the chiddush. That shem Elohe nixaram ino ikokach. Well, you know what? Look, 400 years... 400 years is a very, very wide span. No? Tosfos says that began, right? Already, Kodem Shenolad Yitzchak. So, who says it had to be as intense, the Shibud Mitzrayim? So, of course, there was a Gzeira of Galus, but the Galus could have been much, much less severe, if not for, Shabbos, Daf Yud, the Sinas Chinam, and so on. Wow. So, it's like a fascinating Kashin Teres of Tosfos. You know, what do you mean? How can you attribute it to Sinas Chinam? This is part of Bris Ben Abasarim. The answer is yes. The intensity was because of the Sinas Chinam. When you look in the Ramban, here Lamed Zayin Tezva, the Ramban has a very different approach to the. There was a Gzeira, and the Gzeira is Vavadim Avraham Shem Hashanah. How is it going to happen? How is it going to happen? How does it take place? So you know what the Ramban writes, that the whole incident that you read about in these psukim was just simply, you know, the depiction of how the Bris Ben Abasarim was going to be fulfilled. It's not like it should have been this way, but it ended up being that way because of something external, because of Sinas Chinam. But all of this was, and the Ramban writes, that's exactly. Vayimsu Ish means Ish is Ze Gavriel. After all, the Pasuk says, Va'ish Gavriel. And Ramban writes, you know what the Musar Haskel of the entire parsha and beyond is? Rabos Machshavos Blevish, Be'atzas Hashem Yisakom. Ramban writes, no, that's the whole Musar Haskel of these parshas. You can think whatever you want, you know, but at the end of the day, what a Kadosh Baruch Hu decrees is going to happen. So you know what? You can attribute to all kinds of things, but you know what? That all of this is the fulfillment of, you know? The Ramban has an amazing phrase. This phrase already predates the Ramban. This is a phrase of Rabbeinu Shlomo Ibn Gabriel. Hagzera emes v'charitzu sheker. That's what Ramban quotes. Hagzera emes v'charitzu sheker. The Gzera Hashem is truth. And charitzus. Charitzus means man's industriousness. A person's attempt to somehow determine their own destiny. You know, that's absolute sheker. And therefore, Zimno HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mora Derech, that's the whole Parsha. And that's the Pasuk in Mishle Yotes, Atzas Hashem Yisakom. You know, maybe everybody was thinking whatever they were, the brothers were thinking this way and that, but you know, all of this was. That's something which is, the Das HaKem Baleha Tosfos, right? Bine Soa Besadeh. Oh, the tough, the Baleha Tosfos writes is the Shibud Mitzrayim 400 years, and the Ayin represents, you know, the 70 years been by Yisrael by Yisheni, and the hay represents the thousands of years, the Elef HaChamishi of the current Galus. In other words, Bnei Soa B'Sadeh was a nevuah toward all the future of Klal Yisrael. It wasn't just merely an episode of, you know what, a family that had a episode of, you know, like struggle, but rather this was the destiny of Klal Yisrael. It's always fascinating to see, you know, when Avram Avinu's name was changed, Avram to Avraham, that's it. No? Only Avram. No? Okay? Yaakov and Yisrael was not that way. No? Yaakov and Yisrael was not that way. Even though the name Yisrael, but not instead of, but rather in addition to. You'll ask me, why is that true? Why is it Avraham Avinu? No, it was instead of, and Yaakov Avinu was in addition to. I'll tell you very, very simply. Because Avraham Avinu, it was a shinui. It was a change in name. It was a change in name. You know, a shinui, that means, you know, mikana la'aba, that's what it is, no? And Yaakov Avinu, it was an additional name. An additional name does not mean you never fall back on the earlier name. If you're altering the name, that's true. So mikana la'aba, Avraham, that's clear. Yaakov and Yisrael are two names, and it's always, always very fascinating. When does the Pasuk use the words Yaakov? When does the Pasuk use the words Yisrael? You know, maybe one possibility is this. When we speak about Yaakov Avinu as an individual, like Yaakov Avinu as a personality, that's Yaakov Avinu. When we speak about Yaakov Avinu as epitomizing, as reflecting, you know, Knesset Yisrael, you know, then Yisrael is used. Then Yisrael is used. That's, for example, what the Safnas Pereach writes. That, you know what, that name Yaakov is something that refers to something very personal about Yaakov himself. And when Yaakov represents, oh, the Nesora of, the history, the destiny of Klal Yisrael, then it uses the word Yisrael, very mistaber. You know, it fits beautifully into probably the Psukim, but one could raise the following Kashi here, Lamed Zayin Gimel, the Yisrael Ahavas Yosef. Mikol Banav, no, that's Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu had a preference for this son. That's Yisrael. Is that so obvious? Obvious that's true? L'chor the Teretz is yes, absolutely yes. What was happening here? You know, this wasn't just, you know, a story about a family. This was Hagzer Emes, Macharitz of Sheker. This is Atzas Hashem Yisakum. Right, this was all the fulfillment of the Bris HaBesarim that was absolutely vital, absolutely necessary in order to clearly see to it that the Gzeira would indeed be Mekuyam. You know, the Medrash Rabbah writes that, you know, Yaakov Avinu, to get him to go to Mitzrayim, how do you get Yaakov Avinu to go to Mitzrayim? Like, how does any of that happen? No? After all, Yaakov Avinu experienced Golos. And now Bnei Yisrael experience Golos, so that means you're going to get Yaakov Avinu to leave Eretz Yisrael. How exactly does that happen? That's like the kasha of the Medrash Rabbah in Parsha Peivav. You know, so the mashal is, you know what? You have a big para, and you want to get the para into the Beis Hashlita, and the para is going to kick and scream. It's not going to be willing to go ahead and to enter the Beis Hashlita. So, well, I guess one way you can pick up this huge para and just force it. The Medrash writes there's a much easier way. Mashchu b'nal lefaneh. That's the Medrash, from Peivav. You know what? Take the calf and lead the calf into the Beis Hashlita, and the mother is going to follow. The parent is going to follow the children. The parent's going to follow the children. And Haisam lech esarchav akarchach. Wow, that's, you know, that's pretty incredible. In other words, Yaakov Avinu's going to Mitzrayim was necessary for the brisman of Asar. How is that going to happen exactly? You know what the answer is? We have to get Yosef to Mitzrayim, and we'll get the brothers to Mitzrayim, and Yaakov Avinu is going to follow, and that's going to be part of the kiyum of the Bris Men of Asarim. So Ramban writes that realized that's the whole, you know, message of these parashios. The whole message of these parashios. Now, in Parshas Vayechi, right, in Perek Nun Pasachah, when everything is resolved, you know, Yosef turns to the brothers and honestly says, you know, that Atem chashavtem l'ra, but Alkim chashav l'tovu. You know, you may thought, whatever you thought you were doing in this whole episode, but undeniably, this is all Atzas Hashem Yisakum. No, this is Alkim chashav l'tovu. All of this is going to be necessary. And when you look at the life of Yosef, nothing was b'derech hateva. The birth was not b'derech hateva. That was Yeshua lachar Yeyosh. His finding his brothers, the Ramban points out, was not at all b'derech hateva. His survival, you know, borek in b'mayim, nechashim v'akravim yeshbo. His survival was not b'derech hateva. The Medrash writes that when Yosef HaTzadik left Mitzrayim for the kfur of Yaakov Avinu, he passed the board. The Medrash writes, it's poignant. He had made a bracha. Shoslineis b'makom hazeh. That's really unusual. That bracha is only recited on Nisan der Shaloka derech hateva. You know? We always experience Nisan. A person experiences the birth of a child. You pass the hospital, you don't say Shoslineis b'makom hazeh. You know, because we call that something that's veiled in derech hateva. When it's an absolute neis nigla, that Ramban, then a parshas bo. When you recognize something as being an absolute neis nigla, then you recite a bracha. So amazing. Yosef HaTzadik recited the bracha because Yosef HaTzadik recognized that, you know what, his birth, his experience with his brothers, his survival, everything that happened in Mitzrayim, you know, all of that was nisim that was shalokederechatev. And that's Asas Hashem Yisakum. And when you experience that, you think very, very differently. Very, very differently. That's Asas Hashem Yisakum. That's something which is important. That aspect of Bechina of absolute emunah. You know, sometimes at the end of the Parsha, it seems a little unusual. It's as though Yosef HaTzadik was criticized for relying on others, no? That itself is the whole, you know, but, you know, we discussed this at the retreat a few years ago, now, like the line, now the Ramban's, the Tshuva Sarashpa, beautiful Mamar Kamos, between Emunah Bitachon and Hishtadlus. You know, where do you draw the line? You know, you're expected to be Mishtadil, but a person has to embrace Emunah Bitachon. What's the proper balance? What's the proper balance? Like amazing Makaros, you know, this. You know, how appropriate is it to seek medical attention? No? The lengthy Ramban. Is that only because of a chisaron of the generations that you have to rely on doctors? Or is that hishtadlus even in the best of? No? The Ramban discusses atzad gamor. You know, he's not feeling well. You should go to the Navi. Why are you going to a doctor? You know, the Ramban, and the Rashba disagrees. Chavos avavos lengthy. What exactly is... But when you look in the parsha, it seems really unusual. You know, Yosef HaTzadik seems to be criticized for excessive hishtadlus. Like, well, what's excessive hishtadlus, you know? Okay, you know, a person is taking classes year after year after year, and maybe I'll tell you, that's really excessive hishtadlus, you know, like so much, you know, why can't you just, no, that's right. That's the perfect balance. Okay, Yosef HaTzadik says two words, no? Uzachartani and Hiskirtani. You know what? That's too much. Okay, maybe, you know, 4 years in Ivy League school, I'm going to tell you, that's too much. No, you know what? Be Mishtadel, and it'll happen. No? Okay, but Uzachartani, Hiskirtani is too much Hishtadlus, and that's what Rashi seems to say, you know? It's not so clear when you look in the Medrash. Just take a look over Shabbos. No, is it so clear that Yosef HaTzadik is being criticized? No? Is it so clear that it's a criticism? You know? But Poshim Shan Rashi, it sounds, yeah, 2 years were added now to Yosef HaTzadik's experience because it seems that inappropriately, he was relying on, you know, but that was excessive hishtadlus. Like, two words is excessive hishtadlus, you know? Why is that considered to be excessive? Not so simple, no. It's like the Musar Haskel, zero hishtadlus, no? Like two words is beyond. Maybe one word you can get by with. Two words is that really Musar Haskel? You know, the Chazon Ish writes, you know what was unreasonable about the hishtadlus Yosef HaTzadik? It was unreasonable. You know what, a person is in a difficult situation and he has an incredible plan that can, okay, you know what? It has to be reasonable. What happens if it's desperate? That's not appropriate hishtadlus, you know? Thinking that, you know, a sar ha'ofim or a sar ha'mashkim who is sitting there in jail with you is going to be your ticket to Yeshua, that the Chazon Ish writes, that was not reasonable. You know, if Yosef would have an in with Paro, speaking to Paro was normally hishtadlus. But the thought that, you know what, the Sarah Mashkim is going to be the savior who's sitting there in prison. It has to be, even though all that was said was a couple of words, yeah, but it has to be reasonably ishtadlus. And it can't be ishtadlus which is out of an absolute sense of desperation. No. What I would just simply add is the following. You know what? Was it reasonable for Bnei Yisrael to wage Mohammed Samalek? You know, yeah, the pasuk says b'chanan anashim. No, would it be reasonable to go ahead and start fighting the midstream? You know what I would say? No, the pasuk says Hashem yilachem achem etem tafrishum. You know, is fighting reasonable or is fighting inappropriate yishtadlus? You know, I'm going to tell you, it all depends. No, it all depends. In Amalek, it was absolutely appropriate. B'chalan onashim. In Mitzrayim, Hashem yilachem lachem. You know what? When you have a Hashem yilachem lachem, you know what I would tell you? Atem tachrishun? Tachrishun. No? Don't try to figure out your hishtadlus. If Hashem yilachem lachem, atem tachrish, it's not obvious. It's not obvious. No? You're going to say, is it proper hishtadlus to wage an army and to fight? You know what the answer is? Well, is there a stira between Mitzrayim and Amalek? It all depends on the context, the tzivui. So I would tell you the following. You know what? Nothing in the life of Yosef HaTzadik was b'derech hateva. Nothing was b'derech hateva. His birth, his experience with his brothers, his ability to find them, Amalek comes and accompanies, his survival, right? And his way to Mitzrayim, his life in Mitzrayim, I'll tell you one thing is clear. When you're leading a life which is surrounded by nisim gluim, you know what? I would tell you, yes, two words is inappropriate yishtalos. Inappropriate yishtalos. You know, for us, two words is not enough yishtalos. But for one who is a madreg of Yosef HaTzadik, but B, I would say the context of when everything is nisim gluim, that I would tell you is the bechina of Hashem yilachem lachem etem tachrish. You know, when that happens, you know, just go along for the ride. No, don't interfere. Don't interfere. Kadosh Baruch Hu says b'chalo anashim. Yeah, wage an army. Of course you have to wage an army. Kadosh Baruch Hu says kibush eretz yisrael melachem es mitzvah. Of course you have to wage an army. No, that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu says. V'rashim es v'yishav timba. Hashem says tachrishim. You know what the answer is? Tachrishim. In the life of Yosef HaTzadik, it's as though there was a tzivui mufurish. Tachrishim, tachrishim. No, everything that was happening was, you know, incredible. That atzas Hashem yisakum, hagzer emes, hacharitz sheker. When you're living in such a climate, you know what? Enochinami. There it is most appropriate. Don't you dare. Don't you dare start. You're going to tweak what a Kadosh Baruch Hu does. You think you could somehow, you know, make that more perfect than it is, obviously not. And therefore, yeah, Poshup Shandamen, which Chazal are critical, what Yosef HaTzadik did, not to tell us that, you know what, that's overreaching in terms of Yishtadlus, but in that climate, in that history, understanding the life of, so that's part of Yosef HaTzadik being the Ben Zakunin. That recognition that Yaakov, you know, recognized from the moment he was born, that this is something that was supernatural. This was not Derech HaTeva. This was all Alpines, and therefore created an incredible Kesher. And not surprising that happened once again at the reunion of Yaakov and Yosef. And that's indeed why that he refused the Nichumim. And that's why even the typical channel of Tefillah was not what Yaakovinu embraced when it came to the life of Yosef HaTzadik, like the recognition that all of this is considered to be, right, the Bederech HaNeis, this is not considered to be that which is Bederech HaTeva. And why? Why? Very simply, because Vavadu Vino Sabram Yoshana, all this was part of the Bris Maravasana. I wouldn't necessarily have expected the Ramban to ask Tosus' Kasha. Tosus' Kasha isn't in the Stira. The Bris Maravasarim, against the whole episode of Yaakovinu and the Shiftei Ka, how can the Gemara say this, the Brisman say that? No, everything that happened was the tool, was the vehicle, was the means to Klal Yisrael going to Mitzrayim, the Beis HaShlita, that sense of Godos, which required divine intervention in order for it to happen, because this was clearly a necessary condition in order for Knesset Yisrael to emerge, in order to be able to experience the Nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim, to be able to merge as Lama Nivchar, to be able to receive the Torah Hashem, all of this was that which is necessary. And you know what? At the Lo Seder, we not only thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yetzias Mitzrayim, but we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the for the Shibud Mitzrayim. Shibud Mitzrayim. Now, the entire process collectively, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it, because even if it was harder for us to see in real time, imagine, when Bnei Yisrael was experiencing the Shibud Mitzrayim, but recognizing the Brisman of Asarim, and certainly retrospectively, you're able to see what the Ramban writes, that's like the Klal Gadol B'Torah, that Hagzera Emes, Bacharitzu Sheker, Rabos Bachshos Lavish, Batsas Hashem Yisrael. Hmm.